We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are packed.
Champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
The final Duck Insider of what has been a tumultuous 2020 year. Thanks for joining us, everybody. No show tomorrow because we've got a Pac-12 championship game to get ready for. 3 o'clock airtime for us across the Oregon Sports Network, and a 5 o'clock kickoff. Just after 5 o'clock kickoff, we'll have the radio call right here on OSN, and it's going to be televised on Fox. Jerry and Jorgie will join us coming up in just a little while. And we've got some big news coming this morning as it relates to Coach Cristobal. We'll make some Pac-12 picks and the full weekend schedule as the Pac-12 has announced some new men's basketball times as well. Everything's been a little bit in flux. So for both the men's and women's basketball schedules, head to goducks.com. Check that schedule page and hopefully we'll have everything situated for you over the next few weeks as a lot of announcements are coming out with game times. And an impressive recruiting class. We're going to hear from Coach Cristobal coming up on that recruiting class in just a moment as he met with the media last night. Well, it is with great pleasure that I can say University of Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins announced today that the university has reached an agreement on a contract extension with head coach Mario Cristobal. Pending Board of Trustees approval, which it looks like did go through today. The extension runs through the 2025 season and is funded through private athletic gifts. In his third season, Mario Cristobal is 24-9 at Oregon, including a Pac-12 championship and Rose Bowl victory during the 2019 campaign. And the Ducks, of course, will play against USC in the Pac-12 championship game for a chance to repeat as champions. Coach Cristobal his comments in a moment. First from Rob Mullins. The Oregon AD said, quote, Mario has been a tremendous leader, and we are excited that he will continue to lead Oregon football. He has built a strong culture and foundation within our program in a very short period of time, and I am confident he will continue to build upon the success we have experienced so far and reach even greater heights. We look forward to the future of Oregon football under Mario's continued leadership. Mario Cristobal, Oregon football head coach, a contract extension. He said, quote, I am humbled and honored to be part of the best college football program in the country. The tremendous commitment from the university and our administration to our student-athletes, coaches, and support staff is unmatched and has been unwavering since day one. I am grateful to President Schill and Rob Mullins for all of their support and for entrusting our staff with the future of Oregon football. We are just getting started, and I'm fired up to relentlessly work and build upon the success so far. We are privileged to call Oregon home, and we love the sense of family and community here at Oregon. We will continue to work tirelessly to elevate the Oregon football program to the next level, and we can't wait to see the best fans in the nation back in Autzen Stadium next fall. Go Ducks. Mario Cristobal, with his contract being extended, Rob Mullins announcing that today. So Coach Cristobal going to be here a while. He was named the head coach at Oregon on December 8th, 2017. Feels longer ago than that, doesn't it? With the way that the Ducks have been churning out some pretty impressive performances. So to Mario Cristobal, congratulations, and we're glad that he's going to be here. An impressive recruiting class. So to zero in on the Ducks and the recruiting class for just a moment before we hear from Coach Cristobal talking about that class, Oregon signed the number one ranked recruits in six different states. Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and New York. Ducks signed the number one player in six different states. And the Ducks signed the number two ranked recruit in four states: Arizona, California, Maryland, and Utah. Matt Schick of ESPN points this out. There are only six programs that have won a game in the college football playoff. Those six programs are Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, Clemson, and Oregon. Well, guess what the latest ESPN recruiting rankings are for the 2021 recruiting class rankings? Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, Clemson, Oregon. I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation, but I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation to recruiting and success in the college football playoff. Congratulations to Coach Cristobal, his entire staff, on a tremendous recruiting class. And it looks like now the Ducks hopefully can go celebrate his contract extension, celebrate a great recruiting class with a win against USC. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. A couple other notes. The final coaches show for us on the Oregon Sports Network was last night. Coach Cristobal joined Jerry and Jorgie. If you missed it, subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast on the podcast service of your choice. And also, you can watch the show back on the Oregon Football Facebook and Twitter, as well as the Go Ducks YouTube on demand. And a can't-miss conversation with George Moore was awesome, catching up with the senior offensive lineman. Such an easy guy to root for. You'll love that on the Oregon Football Coaches Show from last night. Finally, some basketball news. Oregon men's basketball will play tonight at 5 o'clock, 4:30 pregame show. I'll have the call from Matthew Knight Arena against a really tough San Francisco Dons team. And the Ducks also will play at noon on Saturday. Men's basketball will, ahead of women's basketball, playing at 2 o'clock on Saturday. All those games going to be televised on Pac-12 Network. And, of course, the combination of myself and Terry Johns will have the calls on the Oregon Sports Network. More on the schedule coming up in a moment. First, let's hear from Coach Cristobal. He talked to the media last night about the tremendous recruiting class and some final previewing thoughts of USC. And remember, this was the evening before the contract extension was announced. So you might hear a little bit about that, but I think you're going to like what you hear from Coach Cristobal.
A lot going on with National Signing Day, the first one, of course, and preparations for the Pac-12 championship game against USC. So finish up our walkthroughs today, along with a couple practices earlier in the week. The preparations are going really well. I feel like we've got a relatively healthy team. Looking forward to the opportunity, but overall, just an awesome, awesome National Signing Day, and still some more room to get an even bigger class. So that being said, questions, please.
Mario, obviously it's a class loaded at the O-line and receiver position in particular, some on the defensive edge as well. Your takeaways at those positions and why those were such a high priority. Obviously, the receiver a high priority in this class.
Without a doubt, you know, especially the caliber of playmaker that existed on the West Coast this year, you know, we thought those guys were critical, you know, to our operation. And then you look at being able to go into the state of Mississippi and get a guy like Isaiah Brevard, just, again, best receiver in the state. But, you know, you look at the rest of the guys, you know, guys like Dante Thornton, I mean, the best in the Northeast. You're looking at three guys that are arguably the best in the country at what they do. I can't say enough about them. I know them all personally. Had a couple of them in camp multiple times, been at their high schools. Obviously, they weren't able to take official visits, but those guys are awesome. They're just explosive, explosive guys. Troy, known Troy forever, been recruited at high school forever. And the fact that they're now actually officially Oregon Ducks is awesome. That's a position that, man, we can, you know, our guys are doing a great job this year. And the fact that we're adding this kind of talent to upgrade and elevate the standards is awesome.
As you noted, you had a number of those guys, really just the whole class, come on campus before and just for the past year. How important was it to get those guys on campus early? I know you had the March Junior Day where I think more than half of the current signees were there.
That was a big day. I mean, that was the day before shutdown, believe it or not. And I was looking at the paper, the guys that were actually here. I know Ty Thompson was here along with Maliki. Mo was here. Dante had been here before. Troy came over. Gosh, Jackson Light's been here about a million times. I can't even remember how many times he's been here. He's like our best recruiter. You know, Jonah had already been here. Kingsley had been here. Going right down the list, Keith had been here a number of times, as had Brandon. Buckner and Terrell had come for a basketball game. Sorry, I'm looking down. I'm just reading off the list to try to get it all right. But again, having the opportunity to have them here and have them watch us practice in the way we operate, to me, is almost more important than them being here for a game when it's all bells and whistles and all the fun stuff in the big crowd. We'd like for guys to see how we operate, the level of expectation, and how we grind at practice. How we push and how we challenge our players and how we coach and teach them. And they loved it. And certainly we're glad they were here for that. It ended up being a really an awesome signing day.
Hey coach, as he said, I'm in Arizona and you guys had quite the day in the state. Just how have you been able to prioritize Arizona and just, you know, what do you think you're getting out of these four players from the state?
Yeah, Jordan, the state of Arizona has awesome football, incredible football, high level coaching, high level teaching and development. And you're looking at four guys that, you know, and I know that Jonah wasn't able to play here, but if he would have been right along with those other guys who've pulled about every award the state of Arizona has to offer: best offensive lineman, best defensive player, best quarterback. Two of those guys won state titles. I mean, you're looking at a place that we feel that we have to recruit extremely well, extremely hard, because of the caliber of talent, the caliber of coaching, teaching, development there. And, you know, it's a quick flight. It's a quick flight to Eugene. So certainly an area that we're proud to recruit and that we want to continue recruiting to have success and elevate the program.
Over these last 3 years, as you guys have continued to stack these program best classes on top of each other, you've repeatedly said how you guys are just getting going and it's kind of like in the process of to where you guys want to be. How, after this class, are you just in terms of or where does this class put you in the long term of where this program needs to be in terms of its overall talent?
Well, I think with last year's class, with a couple, you know, we had a couple of guys that have been out for the year. You know, obviously, you know, Justin hasn't been able to play since the first game, and guys like Dante and Jackson LeDuc and Jalen Jeffers. But I think when you pair up that class with this class, now we're getting closer to where the roster needs to look like. You know, we lay the whole thing out. We project it 2 and 3 years out. We feel that's the best way to recruit, right? Because you're going to have to fill certain positions earlier than others. Some guys are going to get calls by the NFL after year three. Other guys are going to have to run the gamut and go 4 and 5 years. So I think we're approaching there. I think after this signing, the second signing period, a really true assessment as to where we are. There's a lot of possibilities coming up now, right? With the 1 year, you know, transfer rule in effect, grad transfers coming up. There's a lot, and we still have spots available. So after we fill them up and we'll see where we are. And after spring practice, you definitely know where you're going to be in terms of where your strong points are, where you need more help, But either way, it's always going to be a never-ending foot on the gas process. Always.
A natural follow-up transition here, Mario. You mentioned a couple times some room to build off some scholarships available. Do you have ideas of what position groups you want to address still with those remaining spots and maybe how many you think you have?
Well, certainly we want to be the most dynamic in the country at the edge, you know. We also want to always invest in the lines if we can, you know, but there's also a best available aspect to this. Okay. We feel good at certain positions, other ones, it's almost like, okay, we have room, we have space. If he is elite, that way he's a guy that's going to find a way to play regardless. Then other needs, we always want to continue to, we're really thinned out at certain positions right now on the back end, you know, certain earlier in the year we want to bolster that a little bit, but, there is a best available player and athlete aspect to this, both developmental and impact guy. So we will have between all the different avenues now, grad transfers, transfer portal, guys that are still available that we're recruiting. I mean, overseas recruiting has picked up a bunch now. There's Henry Cattleman's a soccer player, right? They came and played football. So you never know, but certainly we are searching always for the best available talent.
Mario, receivers are all significantly taller than normal, you know, 6'2", 6'3", or taller, and add in with your tight ends. Was that an added focus? I mean, I know you've got talented receivers, but these guys are physically different than the guys currently on your roster for the most part.
Well, I'll start by saying I wouldn't trade our guys for anybody in the world, so I certainly don't want to make it like, hey, we're trying to change what we are, man. Those the receivers we have right now, and as hard as they work, and the way Brian McClendon has worked with these guys and developed them, I love them. I love them, so I wouldn't trade them. Second part is, as a team, when you look at what we want to be a big, fast, physical football team at every position. Big, fast, and physical. Length as well. So this certainly fits that criteria. These guys are physical guys. They're explosive guys. They can make you miss. They have unbelievable ball skills and control. They make contested catches all the time. They are mismatch nightmares is what they are. And, if you look at our tight ends and Terrence and Maliki, both these guys, I mean, hard to cover. And what we're doing and the way we're progressing offensively, the way we're looking at stretching the field, these guys provide a dimension, you know, a different aspect that we need. And guys that we feel very confident can come in, especially with about 15 or 16 being mid-year guys, early enrollees, that 15 or 16 of these guys coming in here early, getting in our winter conditioning program and participating in spring football could have a tremendous impact on our team next year.
Coach, talking about the Arizona recruits, one of them, Ty Thompson, just led his high school Mesquite team to a second state championship there. Talk about that quarterback and how you see him fitting in with your offense.
Oh, I think we always felt he was the best one in the country, hands down. He can do it all. And he has the makeup to match. He has the DNA made of the right stuff, raised the right way. Incredible family. Had a chance to spend a couple days with them while they were here right before the pandemic hit. And, inside and out, he is just a true champion, a winner, a field general, and a relentless worker. You know, every time you get a hold of the guy, he's at a gym or he's on the field. Or he's working, you know, he spends time working and always just giving his time to others. So I can't say enough about him. Again, just him and this entire class, very different in the sense that, you know, we never got them all here at the same time, but they built an unbelievable relationship. And it was fostered by Jackson Light and by Keith Brown. Those two guys they got together and they really started generating unbelievable friendships and ties and bonds. And next thing you know, I mean, these guys, I mean, I almost feel like I should let them pick their jerseys first because of how well they did, you know, recruiting the rest of the class. And that's important because, you know, high achievers want to be around the high achievers, and that's what these guys are and represent. So we're focused on a game. While at the same time, I'm trying to gush a little bit about the class. You know, that's the balance of the day, right? It's been like that. But, man, I cannot wait to see these guys on campus, but I can't wait because we have certainly business at hand that we need to take care of.
Mario Cristobal, Oregon football head coach. I thought that was cool talking about how those two guys in Jackson Light and Keith Brown really kind of helped recruit this class, right? That's just kind of cool when you see the way that it just naturally develops that way in a class, and I think you're seeing that. We're going to hear more from the Oregon football head coach inside the Country Financial Studio. The Ducks getting ready now to face USC. Took some questions on that as the Trojans are next on the dock at 5 o'clock tomorrow in the Pac-12 championship game. More from Mario Cristobal next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. And calling all cookie lovers, head to Crumble Cookies off Coburg Road, a new addition to our friends here on the Oregon Sports Network and on Duck Insider. If you need some holiday cookies, they're really like miniature cakes, some of them. Encourage you to check it out. And I did see one question coming from Alex saying, Joey, you don't need a mask. You aren't 6 feet from anyone. As we've talked about earlier, the new policies from the University of Oregon and from the Oregon Health Authority are that if anyone is on camera in the same room indoors, we got our masks on. Mario Cristobal would be wearing a mask and has during his press conferences often, actually. We're going to hear a little bit more from the Oregon football head coach. If you're just joining us, the Ducks have announced an extension for Coach Cristobal, keeping him in Eugene for a little bit while longer, which is always a good thing when you're, you know, putting together the best recruiting class in program history. Coach Cristobal also talking about tomorrow's matchup with the Trojans. That's right, Pac-12 championship on the line. Ducks looking to defend their crown tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. More from Coach Cristobal.
Yeah, Mario, I talked to Keith Brown a little bit earlier this afternoon, and I asked him about him kind of being a recruiter for this class, and he said one of the big things that he was selling kids on was the state of Oregon, moving here, living here, and what it was like. Having an Oregon native like that be able to paint a picture of this place when you guys can't get dudes in on visits or to come see Oregon itself unless they're doing it on their own time, how important was that for you guys during a sort of virtual year?
Well, there's no doubt. Keith is like Mr. Oregon. I mean, I plan when the pandemic clears to go whitewater rafting with him and fishing with him. I mean, he knows the state inside and out, go hiking. I mean, the pictures he sends us, it's like, man, you know, part-time tour guide. You know, he could make a hell of a living. But I think, well, just look at, I guess the best way to examine it is just take a look at the Rose Bowl and who are your two MVPs, right? Two in-state guys. So is it important? It's critically important. It means a ton of those guys. And to be able to have the best player in the state join our family. For us, it's an honor. We don't take that for granted. And we always want to make the state of Oregon a priority in recruiting. And the fact that he is just so into his hometown, his home state, it's awesome. And those guys are so important in getting guys that come from, remember, if you look at our locker room and you read the whereabouts, the origins from all of the guys that come in, they're from all over. Like that really introduce them into our state, the culture, you know, the outdoors. It's a great thing to answer your question.
Mario, if you would, give us a snapshot of your day today. I mean, you said you're planning to play a championship game in a couple of days. One of the most important days today in recruiting. What time did you come in and what's your day been like? And any surprises today?
No, you know what? It lacked drama, which is good. I've been on the other side of some of these days where, man, when those phones go silent and you can't get a hold of somebody, that in the pit of your stomach, that something's up, you got a hold of them. Can you get a hold of them? I can't. What about you? I can't. Oh, boy. So no drama today. Days for today, for all of us, start around 3:45, you know, and it's been carried on. We still got to go on, right? We still have prep. We still have a bunch of stuff to do. But I don't think any coach should ever like pat themselves on the back for that. Like that's what the job is. So just get it done. You know what I mean? Get it done. So, but that being said, there was no drama. I think one guy overslept and he was, you know, he was a little bit late on sending in his paper. So we're going to give him jersey number 00. And that's what he'll have to wear next year.
It's a Friday's game, Mario. We didn't ask you as much outside of Slovis the other day. So at the skill positions, their receiving core on offense, their edge rushers on defense. How do you go about containing both of those groups on each side?
Yeah, I think their wide receiver crew is deep. You know, it's more than just one guy, and they move those guys around. They put them in the two spot, the three spot. Obviously, you've seen, Drake London make a ton of plays at the slot position, but the rest of those guys are making plays all over the field. So you've got to be very disciplined. You've got to be very instinctive and reactive and play to the best of your ability, knowing that, you know, they're about as good as it gets in the country. Okay, so there's no room. Let's say there's little room for error, especially as it relates to discipline and technique, because they'll get you. And their edge rushers are excellent. I mean, they really are. They're off the charts, but they're complemented by some really, really explosive and powerful interior play. You know, they have a lot of one and two linebacker blitzes and cross blitzes from the out front, from the four down front. So it allows those defensive tackles to one gap stunt and get up the field, and they're big, they're massive, they're explosive. They do a really good job with their hands. They've been coached really well. So a tremendous amount of respect for those guys up front. You have to play your best football. And I think when you get the championship games, that's what it's all about. You have to be at your very best to have success.
Coach, over the past few months, I've asked some of your assistants what they think about recruiting under you. And some of them call you the hardest working recruiting head coach. Some of your peers nationally have said that as well. Where did you develop that mentality of being a hard recruiting head coach?
Yes. Honestly, just humbled and privileged to be in this position, just willing to do whatever needs to be done. And for the sake of the program, the people, our players. So I don't know. I'm humbled that people have said that, but there's a lot of work to be done.
Maybe tie this together a little bit, Mario, but Oregon USC competing for Pac-12 championship, Oregon USC, two best recruiting programs, that rivalry, both as, you know, in terms of on the field, but also recruiting, has it been, I don't want to say fun, but how has it been watching that develop here during your time the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, for the entire conference, I have tremendous respect for everybody. Always will, always have. I think football requires that, you know, and you want to see it, you know. You want to see competition. You want to see teams really keep each other on edge and bring out the best in each other as a conference, which, you know, which I think is extremely important for our conference. So, we enjoy it. I'm sure they enjoy it. Get a chance to go on the field and play. Hopefully, you know, every year in some way, either part of the schedule or to meet up in a game like this. So I think it's important for a lot of reasons. And I think it's a privilege to be in a game like this against our opponents. So really, just really fired up and excited about the opportunity.
This is a been a year of adaption. I'm curious, do you think you'll carry over anything from how you guys have had to recruit this year with Zooms and how easy it is now to get in front of the face-to-face with someone digitally for when this pandemic is over and we can go back to a normal life? Is there anything you're going to carry over from this cycle?
I think there are. There certainly are some things that when they can't get to you, you got to bring for home. We have found some things technologically that provided, we feel, some amazing advantages, you know. Hopefully you're not talking to our staff members that are trying to get me to let them stay at home and hang out and do recruiting from home. That's not going to happen. But now these guys are grinders. They work hard. It really has. I mean, this technology, you know, this Zoom stuff, whoever put it together, hats off to them. It's been a great teaching tool. I mean, even you should see Bobby Williams on this thing. I mean, Bobby Williams is like he looks like it's like Star Wars, man. He's just doing all kinds of stuff and all kinds of graphics and lines and teaching guys on special teams coverage patterns and all that. So, gosh, there's a bunch to be taken away from this. And we actually had a meeting on this right before we started camp, and we jotted a bunch of stuff down. I'll get that to you, because that is that's a real important question for our processes going forward. And we're going to implement some things, but they all involve really, really hard work. We just got to get like a romp room for the kids, for those, you know, the Nerf guns and the darts and all that stuff. That stuff's like out of control. So,
Mario, just going back to the little drama aspect of today, if you go back to when the Pac-12 initially delayed everything or even announced that they canceled, I think there was a lot of people projecting that this was going to be a doomsday scenario on the recruiting front for this conference. But you have you guys and USC are still among the best classes in the nation. Just what sort of problems did that, or sorry, or just like how was it recruiting considering the Pac-12 standing of getting things going later this year?
It doesn't help your cause. I just, you know, we have a mindset that regardless of what happens, you're just not going to give into it. And I think the moment you do, the moment you start letting it just creep into it, it does affect your process, your performance. Just don't let anything chip away at it, you know. And we chose not to, because when it started over, like, man, when it was first announced that we were pushing everything, we're like, our spring game is our recruiting thing. Like, that's the event. How are we going to overcome that? And if you look at the timeline, I have a pretty neat calendar that shows all the commitments happened. And there was a period of time where it was like, wow, we're putting in a lot of hours and it's just, you know, we're not generating the movement that we want. And then, you know, over time, all of a sudden, it just really started stacking up and building upon itself. So, yeah, it was, it certainly presented, the end picture does not give you a full idea of how challenging it really was and how much we learned from it. So, but looking forward to moving on with an awesome class and looking forward to adding more to this class as well.
Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach, fresh off an extension announced today, getting ready to face USC coming up on Friday. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. We got basketball tonight. We're going to talk with Jerry and Jorgie about some Pac-12 picks and zero in on Ducks and Trojans, the matchups to watch. Today's show brought to you by Jackson's Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Ducks. All the necessities you need for the big game at Jackson's. Up next, Jerry and Jorgie join us on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see.
It's me,
the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired.
But I still got some rock left in me.
So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And joining me, it's the other guys that start with a J and end with a Y. Apparently, it's a prerequisite for being on the broadcast crew for the Oregon Sports Network. Jerry Allen, Mike Jorgensen joining us virtually. Jerry's got a Christmas tree behind him. Jorgie actually has a day job, so he's at work, and I think this is his lunch break. Jorgie?
Yeah, I'll eat in between commercials as well.
I already ate. I just finished.
Good. I'm glad that we're all on the same page. All right, guys. Well, let's talk a little bit about Coach Cristobal and getting an extension, guys. I think a lot of Duck fans are just happy to hear that. Jerry, I'll start with you. Just what a job with a top five, top six recruiting class, depending on where you're looking, Jerry. And today, Coach Cristobal gets an extension, then a chance to play for a Pac-12 championship tomorrow. I mean, just what a day for Oregon football. What a week for Oregon football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well deserved too. I mean, my gosh, what are the premier programs in the nation? Certainly tops in the Pac-12. It has been year and since he's been here, and to be actually way down to 11th on that pay list in Pac-12 was just unreasonable. So I'm happy for him, and Oregon fans should be thrilled too. He's going to keep Oregon right where they are. And I totally believe, Georgie, that he's going to take them to a championship playoff and win one of those. That's how important that was.
Yeah, no doubt, Jerry. I mean, you can look at bowls, Rose Bowl victories, Pac-12 championship last year. You can look at all those different things. If you want to look at wins and losses and look at recruiting classes and that type of deal, you can justify it. I look at the man himself, and I know you do too, and Joey does too. What he represents, how he's built this culture, integrity, honesty, everything that goes with it is what is brought to the table. I mean, I heard George Moore talking about that last night. You know, the respect that he has for the coach and the way that the coaches respect the head coach and the players and the staff respects the head coach and frankly, all staff in all the other intercollegiate athletics that Oregon has. So I take it beyond just the wins and the losses and everything else that goes with it. It's that man, and he well deserves it.
Let's talk a little bit about the recruiting class before we get into USC tomorrow and some of the matchups to watch, Jerry. I mean, if I told you 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, Jerry, that Oregon would have a top five recruiting class, what would you have said?
Well, I said that's something we dream about, but Oregon is in Eugene and the state of Oregon, and we're not, in Los Angeles, and we're not a big market, and we're on the West Coast, so the big TV, ESPNs of the world don't promote the West Coast and smaller markets, so it's going to be a tough uphill battle. So I would have been tough to believe. I mean, we've had some great coaches, but they battled uphill against a lot of things. Phil Knight, Nike, started things happening. I mean, go back to Bill Byrne and Bill Moose and all those that added to the puzzle that helped coaches start climbing that recruiting ladder. And then you get somebody like Mario Cristobal, who is recognized as one of the premier recruiters in the nation. And other coaches say that. I didn't believe it then. I believe
that. Mike Jorgensen, what sticks out in this class for you? The Ducks got the number one recruit in six different states, the number two recruit in four different states, and the class isn't done yet, Jorgie. What do you like about this class?
Well, I love the grunts, you know, the guys at the line of scrimmage, the big guys on the offensive line particularly. I mean, you talk about a head coach who loves that line, and Coach Mirabal being in seven heaven with the guys that are coming in. That's number one that sticks out to me. Obviously, with a high-level QB and some high-level wide receivers and some tremendous defensive players, I just think, you know, their needs got met. And, you know, who knows if there's something else out there left that they can nab onto, but it sure, you know, if they're in the top five, that tells you their needs were met and their targets were identified right off the bat. And again, also too, Joey, one other thing, I think just to see and hear about the players and how they help in the recruiting process, the commitments, those guys, those committed guys helping, you know, get others over the finish line and then becoming such a cohesive group before they've even gotten here. That's cool. I never would have imagined that 30, 40, 20 years ago even. But it's a new thing, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's I think it's cool hearing Coach Cristobal say that Jackson Light and Keith Brown are going to be the first ones to pick their jersey numbers as a result of their work on the recruiting trail. You know, that's cool stuff. All right, Jerry, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow night's Pac-12 Championship game. 3 o'clock pregame show. 5 o'clock kickoff just after 5 o'clock, televised on Fox as well. We'll have the call on the Oregon Sports Network. Jerry, some keys to the game for Oregon and USC. Oregon wins if what happens?
Well, I think Oregon wins if they can protect Tyler. I mean, that's a key, because USC's defensive front and their edge put so much pressure on you that you've got to be able to protect him. Now, either Jorge is going to say, hey, run the ball, then you have to worry about protecting the quarterback. Say, I'll leave that for him. But I think if Oregon can protect and Tyler has some success, Oregon will run the ball. But you can't let him get pounded. You cannot get him put on the ground. I think that's a real big key in this game.
Jorge, what do you think? Keys?
Right there with you. If you can run the ball, you'll be able to protect. I mean, but I also take a look at it, too, from the standpoint defensively. You know, one thing they did a tremendous job last year against USC was they forced Keaton Slovis in that offense to dink and dump 13, 12, 13, 14 plays to be able to get down the field and get in the end zone. USC has lived off of some big plays this year, particularly Drake London, who hurt the Ducks last year down there in Los Angeles for a time being. And he's been a big play guy again this year. So, you know, to me, make them earn it if they're going to score. Don't give up 40, 50, 60-yard explosion plays to some of those tremendous wide receivers they have.
Jerry Allen, Mike Jorgensen, go ahead.
Finish. Just finish.
Oh, yeah.
Finish.
Yeah. A couple opportunities. SC has been able to finish. Now it's Oregon's turn to finish.
You're right about that. The Trojans have come back in the fourth quarter, and the Ducks have not done a nice job finishing off teams. So I think that's going to be a huge key. I think this is going to be a really low-scoring game, guys. I misspeak. I think this is going to be a really close-scoring game, not low, close-scoring game. I think that it's probably going to be like a field goal kind of game, and so you got to finish strong. Maybe who has the ball last, we'll find out coming up. Friday Night Lights, the Ducks and the Trojans, Pac-12 Championship on the line. Jerry and Jorge are with us. North Fork Public House picks are coming up, and more Oregon-USC talk, so stick with us. The final Duck Insider of 2020.
Wow.
Weird. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar that's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, as good as the original, maybe even better.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Cider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. Today's show brought to you by Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort, just minutes from home. Call for a tour today. I don't know what Jerry Allen and Mike Jorgensen would shoot at Shadow Hills, but I can tell you that they'd shoot better than me, and that would be if they all shot the worst game of their lives. They would still be able to out-golf me. I'm very self-depreciating when it comes to the golf course, though. If you challenge me in mini-golf, I will destroy both of you, and it won't even be close.
Challenge accepted.
Deal. When we can do that again, I'm all in. North Fork Public House picks, open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. All right, guys, for the first time since I've been tracking picks, which has been since 2014, we head into the last week with all three of us tied.
Dun, dun, dun.
Woo-hoo!
All three of us are tied in Pac-12 picks. After Jerry Allen went 1-3 last week, Jorgie and I went 2-2. We have moved into a tie. We all have a lucky number 13 correct picks. 13 correct picks this year. And we have three games to pick on the docket in our final picks of the year. All right, guys, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time on Fox Sports 1. Washington State visits Utah, and I have to pick first because I am the reigning winner of a week. I'm taking Utah.
Did you want to defer on this one?
I don't want to defer on this one.
Oh,
thank
okay,
you, though.
Okay.
I'm going to take Utah. I like the Utes here. I think that Washington State, they're still trying to find their identity. I like Utah here. I think that especially being at home, Utah wins this game. And up next to pick, it's Mike Jorgensen.
I'm right with you, Joey. Maybe not necessarily from an identity standpoint. I just think Utah's a better team. And Utah has gotten better and better each week. You know, that's the thing about it is they've developed a good running game. The backup quarterback has played pretty well. The defense seems to be rounding into that same Utah defense that you see year after year. I think Utah wins this game big.
Jerry?
Well, I'm going to go along with you. I just think that, the rushing game is kind of a push. I look at a lot of numbers and compare numbers. The passing game, Cougars are a little better there. But overall, Washington State's given up 55% on third down conversions. Their defense just cannot keep anybody out. And this is at Utah. And what Jorgie said is true. I mean, they're just getting better and better. So I think it's an easy win for Utah.
All right. Coin flip. The coin, by the way, everybody, has 8 correct picks, down by 5. That's tails. That's, well, it's shimmering for you on the camera proof. But it's tails. That's the road team. That's Washington State. A chance for the coin guys to make some inroads, perhaps?
Nah.
Hey, catches.
You said we have 13 correct. How many do we have wrong? 13 out of how many?
I can tell you in 1 second. It's 13 so far out of 28.
What?
Oh, yeah. We're not good this year, guys. We are not doing well.
I didn't think we were.
Oh, my God.
Scott threw a basketball at me because he doesn't have his flag back.
Hey,
okay.
I heard Scott go, yaha, when you said I was 1-3 last week. So, Scott, where's your love?
Yeah, I thought, what happened to you guys being on the same team?
Yeah.
It's only fun. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, the next game on the schedule to pick for us, guys, 4 o'clock on ESPN from the Rose Bowl. Stanford visiting UCLA.
Are you going to defer this one?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Ooh. Okay.
Jorgie?
I like that.
It's your pick, Jorgie.
Oh, it's my pick. Oh, okay. I was just hoping Jerry would jump out there first, but he wouldn't do it. And he's looking at stats right now, and I'm thinking, and it's at UCLA.
Yeah.
which Stanford doesn't give a dang because they've practiced and played pretty much every place this year, haven't they? And, you know, that's pretty, that is amazing. That frankly is amazing. But I'm still taking UCLA. I just think they're playing really well right now, despite the loss to USC last week. I just think they're playing really good football right now. And they may give up 35, but they're going to score 45. And offensively, I think they've gotten themselves into a pretty good groove. They believe they're pretty good. Stanford does too. I mean, Stanford now doesn't care where they play or who they play or what the score is. They know that they can win on the road. So I think it's going to be a really good game, but I'm taking UCLA.
Jerry?
Well, it's an easy pick because of the run game. UCLA is number two in the conference rushing the ball. Stanford's 10th in the conference running the ball. So that gives UCLA a huge advantage. And then when you look at the run defense, UCLA's number three, Stanford's number 11. So that, in other words, UCLA is going to run the ball all over them, and then they'll be able to throw the ball. They're pretty much the same throwing the ball. Nobody has an advantage anywhere else. I just think it's the run game, and UCLA is going to pound Stanford.
Coin has to flip before me. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Here's your choice. Here's your chance. Who cares about the coin? The coin's five games behind. 8-28, the coin, by the way. How about that?
Wow. Yeah, the coin is picking at a 29% rate. We're at a 46% rate.
Neither one very good.
So still an F. We all are. It's an F. We're bad this year. There's no doubt. Just to give everybody a quick comparison, because these are the things that I care about. Last year the winner picked at 65%.
Wow.
Yeah. Last year the winner picked a 65% rate. Second place was at 59%. And then actually in 2018, I believe this is our highest percentage ever. Georgie picked at 73% to hold me off at 72% to win. So that was a good year in 2018 for Georgie. Meanwhile, all of us at 46% right now. I am going to take UCLA. For all the reasons that Jerry said, to be honest with you, I just think that UCLA is going to be able to run the ball, and I like UCLA. Which brings us to the final game.
Deferral, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks, George. Appreciate that. Because Arizona and Cal has been canceled, the final game is the 7:30 game in Corvallis.
I'll pick Arizona. Oh, you said they're not playing? So I can't lose.
Throw the flag again.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I take it back.
7:30 on ESPN from Reser Stadium. Arizona State visits Oregon State. I honestly think that, and this is where I feel bad for the Beavs, that if Tristan Jebbia was playing in this game, I think I'd pick Oregon State. But he's not. I think Arizona State's more talented. I think Arizona State has a little bit more to play for because they haven't played as many games. I think Arizona State's more talented. I'm going to take the Sun Devils here, guys. Jorgie?
Oh, man.
Well, this is the contest. Wait, Jorgie, how can you even – come on.
Hey, I'll tell you what, they've played really well, you know. And the QB that has replaced Jebbia is getting a little bit better each week. He's pretty athletic. They have Jamar Jefferson. They're running the ball pretty well. They're playing pretty good defense. They're at home. Arizona State's not playing in the warm.
Jorgie, do you work out?
Showing the guns today.
I'm just nervous. It's just like, what am I going to do here? I mean, I know what my tradition. I know what my tradition is. It's to pick anti.
Jerry doing sit-ups.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Jerry.
It's a tough decision. Maybe I should be going like this. You know.
You're not going to pick the Beavers. You never pick the Beavers.
Hey, in all seriousness, we have less than 1 minute left. You guys got to
hurry
up.
Okay, Arizona State.
I'm going to go Sun Devils as well.
Well, maybe the most 2020 thing ever is that we're all going to tie.
Somebody's got to make an opposite pick just to see.
Bonus bowl pick 'em will determine picks for this year. Coin flip. Okay. That's Tails. That's the road team in Arizona State. So we are all going to remain tied in picks, and maybe that's the way it should be in 2020, guys.
I was going to pick the Beavers, but I didn't want to lose to you guys. So, and after everything that
Jordy.
Hey, Joey, we still owe you for last year. See, we haven't paid up last year.
That's right. So this could just be a push.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Bold pick decides it.
I guess so. Those are your North Fork Public House picks. Open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. Gentlemen, thanks for all of your time. Thanks for having some fun with us. And happy holidays to you guys. We'll talk to you on the broadcast tomorrow at 3 o'clock, huh?
All right. I got to finish working out.
You guys too.
Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
"'Twas the night before Duckmas, when all through Eugene, not a creature was stirring, not even a team. The helmets were hung in the equipment room with care, in hopes that Coach Cristobal soon would be there. The ducks were nestled all snug in the training room, while visions of victories were abound via Zoom. And Lisa with her mask and Rob in his cap had just settled our brains for a long Duckmas nap. When out at Pape there arose such a quacker, I sprang from Matthew Knight Arena to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like Coach Johnson, as fast as Justin Herbert when the Ducks beat Wisconsin. The field was covered with new fallen confetti, and in all the celebration, some of it was quite sweaty. When what to my wondering feathers should appear, but a miniature push-up board and 14 tiny ducks in the atmosphere. A little green driver surrounded by luck, I knew in a moment it must be Santa Duck. More rapid than sprinters at Hayward, his coursers they came, and he quacked and shouted and called them by name. Now Waz, now Dana, now Robert and Mario, on Casey, on Nils, on Keenan and Kelly, now Derek, now Chelsea, now Graham and Missy, on Matt, on Courtney, on Dave, and President Chill. To the top of the Pac-12, to the top of the conference, go Ducks go, fight Ducks fight, win Ducks win."
Thanks everybody for having some fun with us on that. We actually produced that for the staff virtual holiday party. We had a lot of fun. Look, thanks everybody for being with us for what's been a wild 2020 year. Looking forward to joining us, or having you join us, for football tomorrow. Ducks looking to defend their Pac-12 championship We've got some basketball broadcasts to keep you up to date. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you for some broadcasts this weekend.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.